this 10th day of November 2017 from the Lucy Coleman studio. Wait a minute. Well, that's what my, and it appears that my server here is a little slow in getting it out. It's all over everywhere. These sexual allegations. They've rocked the Alabama Senate race and Washington and the whole country again. Judge Moore. He swears to fight. His brother says that the persecution of his brother, Judge Moore, is as Jesus was persecuted. Now the fight has gone into that area. And for that reason, I thought that I would do something. You know, just come out of the closet, so to say. Can I use those phrases? Can I use them? Listen, let me, I have so much to share with you. I know what Judge Moore is going through because Judge Moore is being accused of all these people, and I believe it's true. I mean, after 30 years, I mean, if this man has gotten numerous appointments in government, as I've been researching this, this judge has been around doing things, getting appointments and getting nominated. I even understand by his brother's article in the CNN that they have a 91-year-old mother who was obviously being perturbed by these statements. But that's not what I want to talk about, because I'm not trying to defend the judge. But we're in for more mess. I mean, any way you look at it, we are in for more and more, and not just more mess, but more mess that's going to come upon this country. You think, as I've said, that it's ended. No, it'll be more horrendous than church shootings. It'll get like this. This is trying to turn the guts of America off. That's what they're attempting to do, to turn the guts of America off, and so that possibly you would not be distracted with what I call real news. Now, and here we got something else that came to the top of the CNN news thing. It says, Louis C.K., these stories are true. The comedian issues statements in response to sexual misconduct allegations. The film release, man, this guy's getting kicked off of Netflix because of his, man, and look at this article that's on CNN, Why Men Use Masturbation to Harass Women. Man, and so Louis C.K., is accused of sexual misconduct, and he says that the stories are true. What is happening? Well, I think it's a dismantling of the hypocrisy of the region of the world that I live in, Los Angeles, Hollywood. Okay. Did you know that that industry has destroyed numerous lives? And I'm not talking about the kinds of overdose issues that you hear about, the Belushis and all that kind of stuff, because Hollywood is going to produce that. Once you give someone all this money, all this notoriety, all this popularity, and all this stuff, the human creature, when you have everything at your disposal, absolutely everything, just think about it. When you think of the judges, everything else that's going on, you know what? Oh, here's an article came up 55 minutes ago on CNN. Texas community starts to heal with the first funerals and Sunday services. I'm going to say it's going to take the rest of their lives to heal. What that madman did. If Trump takes AT&T to court, that it would be a fight not seen since 1979. Man, oh man. And here's an article in the opinion section of CNN. Some men need extreme vetting. I'm telling you, it just looks like our entire nation has gone mad. I don't know who's lying. I don't know who's telling the truth. It would do you well to read these stories on your own, but I guess I gotta comment on it because there are things taking place in the other parts of the world. As I stroll down the CNN page here, I see that our news is not the only news that's going on. Thank God for that. But at the very same time, it is very discouraging when I read the news that surfaces out of the news and mass media in the country that I live in. But let's come to the Judge Moore issue. Did Moore do it? Man, I can't believe this. Did Moore do it? All these accusations are coming up. All these stories are being fostered or manifested. Who's to believe anything these days? That's the question that I'm going to ask for the next hour. And then I'm going to talk about how people really are. And then you'll be able to judge whether those people are really that way. And that's what I want to slip right into. Let's say that Judge Moore did do these things back when he was in his early 30s. Is it uncommon that men are like that? People that I know would say, no, it is not uncommon. And it is why CNN would put in their report that masturbation is a way to get women, to lure the women, or even to lure the men. Either way you look at it. My dog smells another dog coming down the street. So he's merely responding. And I think that's a good way to start this. Since my dog sensed the little dog, I see him out of the window of the Lucy Coleman studio being walked by his owner. My dog sensed the odor across the street, four houses down, and began to bark at the front door. That is what dogs do. By nature, they do what they do. Now, I'm not trying to justify any inappropriate behavior with anyone because I live in a land of laws and ethics that must be obeyed, correct? That's what I would be told by you, that I live in a land of laws and ethics, and these laws and ethics must be obeyed. And so I am not, wait a minute, Harcourt is getting on my nerves. He got the other dog barking back at him. I'm going to have to close the office door. Harcourt makes a lot of noise, and he can ruin a good webcast. I'm going to apologize for that. If I were in a closed-in studio, it would be different, but here in the middle of my goodness, the people crossed the street with the dog and walked the dog right in front of Harcourt, and the dog has his tail straight up, spewing out odors, and my dog is going crazy behind the door. That's the point that I want to raise. What if way down the line he did what practically every man does? I know him. I live around men. I see men every day. But we are a land of laws and constraint. We are told to hold back what our nature wants to put forward. Trust me, I've been here in the last couple of months. Me personally, I've been bombarded with people asking questions about my life, because when they discover certain things about my life, they, did you hear what John said? John said that he was of a proclivity to like men. I've always been like that. Always been like that. Is that a statement saying that I sleep with men and that I like laying with men? No, that's not what that statement said. I like being around men more than I like being around women. It is natural for me to be around people that I am more like. I am not like a woman. Does that mean that I hate women? No. Did I make that statement? Yes. Did that hurt some women's feelings? Yes. Do you think I give a damn? No. You see what I'm talking about? And I have the right to say that. I said I have a proclivity towards men. And I know that when men lie and when men deceive, they are treacherous. They are cruel. They are bastardly. Males I'm talking about. I know what they are. And so I know what this thing is all about. Now, I haven't read the article by Louis C.K. These stories are true. I'm going to, let me see if I can tap into it. Said the statement responded. You know, he's probably just going to come out and say, yeah, I got enough money. It's true. I did what I had to do. What's it to you? What have you done? And you know what? If I were caught, if I were caught in a sting, and you know the sting is, right? You know the sting. I'll give you an example of what a sting is. AT&T has been putting in new line drops through the telephone wire on my block for all week, I think. And I may listen to this thing by Louis C.K. in a minute. But let me share this with you. They're putting up these wires. And so they had to come on my property to get to the telephone pole. Okay. That is in my backyard. And so I let him in, and I was out the other day while they were working back here, because they've been working back here for some time. And I was out the other day, and I got a call that, now let me pause this, because I don't want to hear the report. And I got a call that I had locked the gate, and that AT&T wanted to get inside. Because they left a spool back there where they have stuff on. And so when I pulled up in the driveway, there's about four of these guys, because this big wooden spool, it weighs. And I didn't know that they had it in the backyard. And I had inadvertently locked the gate. When I leave my property, that's what I do. I don't know you're still working. Unless I see you working, they must have been on lunch or something. So anyhow, as a matter of fact, I still have the spool because it was empty, and I asked him, could I have it? It's going to make for a nice garden thing in the backyard there if I ever get my head right and start working on that stuff. But when the four guys walked up on me, they had on AT&T hats and the jackets, and they looked all, and I said, ooh, you guys need to stop. And so they said, stop what? I said, I just put my hands up in the air because it looked like four policemen. I said, you are four cops coming under sting operation dressed in AT&T uniforms. I know what this is all about. And they laughed, but I wasn't laughing because that's just the way they look. And I know I live in a part of town where people listen to people like me on the internet and stuff like that. And when they come to take me away, they'll probably come to take me away just like that. I have no doubt that's what a government gone mad is going to look like. If they don't like what's being said, they're going to come in there and shut it down. You can scream. You can do anything you want to. You can complain. You can call this organization, that organization. They'll shut them fools down. You see, man, it's not about you complaining to anybody. You're living in a world where men are going to do whatever the Hades they want to do, when they want to do it, if they have the power to do it over you. They're going to do it in such a way that it is going to leave an impression that you have no say-so in this matter one way or the other, and that you never had a say-so. Now, Judge Moore is running, what, for a senatorship in Alabama, right? Oh, now that's a big man. That's a, woo, listen. That's a big man. That's money. That means that you are represented. You are the represented Republican a senator in the entire state of Alabama. You know, because most states have two senators. They have a Republican senator and a Democratic senator that represents the constituents of that state. So this is a high occupation office here. This ain't no Rudy Toot office. This is for real deal. See, And so when he's running for something like that, this is very, very important. And now, how desperate are the Democrats? The Democrats have a way, just like the Republicans do, because you saw them exercise that during the Watergate thing, when they went into the Watergate building and a black custodian, a security guard, whatever he was, that poor fella, I understand, wasn't able to make a decent living ever since he blew the whistle on them clowns. They just punished him because he was a Negro. Lord, have mercy. I'm sorry, Jesus, I was born by black parents. I had nothing to do with it. I didn't know that you were going to put my spirit in a body such as mine. I'm still living in this thing. Oh, and here's the good news that I wanted to share with you people. Physically, I'm doing better because what I've learned how to do is to follow the doctor's orders only when I need to. That's all I'm going to say. I follow the doctor's orders only when I need to. Because let me tell you something. With all this mess the doctors are putting out there and that stuff, and you start, I was taking all my meds and everything. Did you know that that stuff was killing me? Until what I did is I stopped eating all meats that are manufactured in these fast food things. Stop eating all these French fries. Stop eating. Now and then, I may nibble on some potato chips. But fruit and oatmeal and granular bars and protein drinks is all I've been drinking and eating. And I feel 100%. I am never going back to Thanksgiving. Just let me smell it. I smell it. I look at it. And I get in my car and drive away. I may eat some fruit if you have some laid out there for me. But please, don't try to stuff me with all that. That stuff sends pains up my neck into my brain, killing me. Stop eating that garbage, people. There's something in it. And it doesn't work very well on old people. I'm 73 and it don't work well. But you see, when I discover things about me, and let me share something else. Here's something else that I want you to think with me about. Who cares what that man did 30 years ago? I don't care what he did 30 years ago. If he touched somebody like that, now, did I ever touch? Okay, let me come clean with it. Who have I ever touched like that? Have I ever touched a child like that? No. I remember once the church tried to accuse me of that. Because these boys was street hard boys. And I said, let me take the little boy class, the junior high class. I knew how to treat a junior high boy. He would come and, hey, man, you ask Jamal Lewis. I don't know whether he's still with us. Jamal would come in my classroom and start talking. And he and I twist his damn ear. I said, you keep me, ow, ow, ow. I said, shut up. No hollering in my classroom. Shut up. I run this. That was in the middle of Watts. You know, people ask me today, aren't you afraid to walk down your streets, all these thugs? No, kill me with my white hair. I don't care. I'm not afraid of none of these boys, none of these men. Every time I see these young men and they look in my face, they see me loving them. These hypocrite church members, let me tell you about a hypocrite church member. They'll call and try to find out how I'm. How's Pastor Johnson? He's living and enjoying life. Kissing whom he wants. Hugging who he wants. Mind your own business, ingrates. See, I don't play. I never forget. A friend of mine asked me to go to church with him. I said, no, I don't attend them places. Why don't people go there pretending? Pretend love on your own. See, they know me as Pastor John. I'm still the same Pastor John. But I have come to a level to love so much that I don't let your nonsense cloud my vision of the direction that I'm supposed to go in. You know, I was chosen. To bring a lesson on how men can be men of integrity. And what's the other thing? Men of integrity and confidence or something like that. I can't do that because if these men are a day over 30 years old and you don't know how to do that now, you never will learn. You know, I used to teach that when I was pastoring in the church. Take men up to Lake Arrowhead, up there, and teach them how to be men of integrity, how to be honorable men. Let me tell you, some of them men was playing on their wives then. I remember because when I took the men up the mountain, I wanted their cell phones. I said, put all your cell phones in a box. You know your own phone when you get it. Turn them off, because don't want you contacting your women, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, nobody. Because I had, you know, a conglomerate of all the men up there. And there's always a man in the church that was kind of friendly with me, just liked to be around me all the time. That was very natural. I let that take place. I didn't shun that. What am I supposed to do? And let me tell you something. Do you think it is easy? Listen, do you think that it's easy being married to someone that is grateful from you? My wife was grateful that I gave her them two girls in this beautiful house, in that car that she drove, the money that she had. She worked and made her own money. I helped her out. She took care of all that. But do you think that she compensated me with true affection? No man ever gets fully what he desires and needs. No man. I was getting practically nothing. Because Lucy, if you know her, wasn't that kind of a woman. Hey, now let me get this straight before the naysayers get you all tripping. Because I received an email this morning. A strange letter. Oh, yeah, I had to ring the bell. I'm going to read it to you. I don't know why I got it. I don't know why they sent it to me, but I'm going to read it to you. It's kind of an interesting thing. The message went like this. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you now, keeping you, encouraging you, strengthening you with Christ's love for you, praying for you. And you know, I found that to be very interesting. So I wrote back, always, because simply he is God, and he knows where everyone else fails in logic. There is no logical flaws or slip-ups in his world. Loving God is what I've always done, is what I always will do. Thank you so much. I love you too. God bless. Now, I think that is a wonderful, 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 a wonderful thing. You see, because whenever you get a note like that and you answer that person back, and that person knows that you received it. But why did the person send me that? See, that's what bothers me. Why did they send me that? And I know this person. I love this person from the depths of my heart. Matter of fact, I told this particular person when I had lunch with this particular person and a sibling of theirs about my entire lifestyle. And I invited them to get up and leave the table if they did not care for what I just told them. Because that's me. I'm not afraid, never been afraid of anyone. I want to help you people out there that are struggling with things that other people put on you. Don't ever struggle with stuff that other people put on you. What did the Lord say? You know, I can quote Jesus. Anybody, you know, well, no, I like what Peter said. He said, don't think it's strange that this fiery trial, that something strange is coming upon you. Let's look at Judge Moore. If Judge Moore did do those things, he needs to confess that he did it, because they would not have him as a senator if he did do those things. That may be why the guy in Hollywood is coming out with his stuff. I haven't read the article yet. But if Moore did these things, he needs to say, well, yeah, I did. Well, Judge, that's going to disqualify you because that was a slip in your moral character, and they can't have a senator that has admitted that he's groped under the dress of many women, albeit your president has. A lot of presidents have. About the only president that I wouldn't think do something like that, because I had a lot of respect for him, was Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter would not have. Ike, Eisenhower was too busy with the war, and if he did something, J. Edgar Hoover would have something on him, but Hoover did pretty good to cover up his homosexuality all those years. See, when you read about all these people and this stuff comes out, and basically the people that be trying to persecute me are people that I knew had more mess in. Man, let me tell you. I can tell you some stuff. You know what? Did you ever see that old TV show called The Naked City? The Naked City is about New York cops way back in the 60s. Man, I got 8 million stories I can tell you about people's lives. People that have sat in my study, in my office, sat on a couch with other human beings and devoured certain things that I cannot speak about publicly because I made a vow of silence as a pastor. And I'm talking about things about people's lives that I had to hear. I remember I was giving some marriage counseling to a man that lived in the south of the city. And I went all the way out. Well, it was in Compton, way out in Compton. And I went out to their houses. They lived on a beautiful housing tract. She did anyway. And it was her house. And he told me that he would meet her over there. And she said that she would never marry him unless I, because she heard me on the radio, unless I gave them marriage counseling. Because she was saying that I am the only one that acted like I was trying to do something that was true. So I went there and I went and I had my little conscripts and things that I hand out to people for marriage counseling, you know. And I come to find out that the guy was lying. And I said, now, you know, I told you guys, I said, now, there's some serious flaws here. And he looked at me and said, are you on my side or her side? I said, I'm on neither side, brother. I don't know what you think this is about. He said, you may not get paid. I said, you can keep your money. I'm not out here for no money. I'm out here to protect her money or to protect yours from her if she's lying. I thought that you wanted to know who is lying. Because you see, my friends, once you discover who is lying, you know who is lying and you need to be flying. That's all I did. You know, that dude threatened me. When I left, I said, ooh. I better stop taking these ministry phone calls to help out these people. But you see what I'm talking about? You must realize, and if you don't realize these things, you will have a difficult road ahead of you. It would be good for you to undertake the idea that certain things are just expected. Certain things are just expected out of people. And when those things are not lived out, well, then there's going to be some doubt. And so if Moore did this, he got to step down if it happened. If everything was forgiven and he had contacted the people, it would have been good if he did that years ago. But if not, it's a different constitution altogether. Man, I'm telling you. The traffic I see passing in and around my house all day long is amazing. I don't know who's living on my street. I got Asians, whites, Hispanics, blacks. This looks like the United Nations over here. Everything has changed in about the last 3 or 4 years. This gentrification process and this throwing free money, and this is supposed to be one of those states that amenity states, so anybody can come here. I just hope they don't start blowing up stuff. We live in a messed up world full of Moors. If Moore did it, what business is it of yours? Do you want him as your senator? No, I want a pure man, and you're not gonna find one. Have I ever did anything wrong? Yes. What's the matter? You think I'm going to sit behind this mic and lie to you and say I've never done anything wrong? Have you ever done anything like that? Nah. I truly haven't. I have never groped a male or a female like that. And the person that I groped wanted to be groped. Okay? That's the way adult groping takes place. If somebody wants to be groped, they're going to put themselves in a position to be groped, and they're not going to say nothing for 10 or 20 or 30 years until the groping process means I can get a little money here and I can destroy his life in the process. That's the way people do things. And that's the way church folk do things. That's the way humans do things. BJ is just giving it to you from his perspective, living 73 years. Don't you think that you're going to, you know what I thought? I thought that I was going to be able to live an absolutely perfectly clear life of any dirt coming back in my face. Oh, was I surprised. People that have sat across tables from me and looked in my eyes with ambition. And I saw it. And I just sat on the other side of the table and denied that ambition. I see somebody passing. They're looking all up and at my house and whose house. They looking at this and that. Now I got to pause because my gardener's here. I'll be back to finish this later. Hold on.
Oh, my.
All right, here we go. Wow, that was quick. Yeah, my gardener's doing a more complete job, and Harcourt's going crazy in the house. Harcourt, you are just something else. He has this little green tennis ball, and he wants me to chase him all around the house. Come here, Harcourt. He just jumped up and got right at the microphone, right in my lap. He is the friendliest little dog. I'll have a picture taken of he and I in the studio. Since he's been here at PASS, not even 6 months yet, it has provided a great amount of joy to my life. He knows when I'm feeling bad, you know, like heart bad, when my heart is kind of weak, and he just jumps in the bed with me and just lays down next to me and doesn't move. Don't bite me. And he, you know, he's pretending, ow, like he's biting me, and he so hates it when he hurts me. He doesn't know how sharp his little teeth are. But I'm telling you that Judge Moore, don't knock yourself out, Harcourt. Take it easy. It's going to be all right. He just wants to play. He brought the ball, and he's, you know, he's smart as he can be, because he just, get out of here, that little rascal. There it is. Yeah. The judge is human like all of us. If he did it, he did it not under a point of weakness. He chose the morally thing wrong to do. If it cost him the senatorship, it cost him. It's going to be interesting to see how other people come out with their foolishness. When is it going to end in this country? This country is all about that. It's always been about that. Harcourt wants to play. Now, you just threw the ball under there. Now, what am I supposed to do? See, you threw it under the... See, you lost the ball. Now, you expect me to get it. See? And I'm not going to do it. Because I'm doing a webcast. Now, he's standing right down there looking at me. You know what I think I need to do? I need to take a picture of him, and so that you can see this crazy dog standing around here looking for the ball that went under the studio thing. There, what you looking at? See, that's what he's looking for. He's looking for the ball that rolled under that thing. Now he's just sitting down there waiting on me to reach down there. The ball is under there where I'm pointing, and and that's what he's waiting on me to get, because he knew that the ball went under there. He He is so much fun. Let me bend over here and get this thing. Where's the ball at? Where's the ball at? Well, see, it went way under here. You put it under here. Why did you put it way under here? Oh, my gosh. Get it so far under here, my hand can barely reach it. I got it. And see, it went right back. It went right back under there. I have to stop this. This dog, he keeps me alive, really. That's what he does. Wait a minute, the table's on rollers. Let me roll it out. There we go. All right, hold on. Oh, my goodness. I can't let you get under here. You guys wait. I'll be back in a minute. No. I'll just take this off my head, and I'll keep talking with you guys like this. I had to get a broom because he kicked it way back. Hey, I wonder, did they finish with the blow machine here? Yeah, they did. Okay. I'm going to have to go out and check my lawn. Oh, my goodness, doggy. Here it is. Oh, wait a minute. Go get it. There. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry for being such a rude web guy, but you guys want to know how PJ lives. That's how he lives, by the moment, not covering up anything. I'm here alone in my house doing a webcast. My health is much better when I take care of myself. I'll try to put some pictures up what I just took of this crazy dog. I think I'm going to leave you with that. I've said what I had to say. If Judge Moore would make a good senator for the state of Alabama, put him in there. Let him legislate things the way them folk want things legislated. Because we have California senators here that's going to legislate what we like. We want our weed shops. We have them. We want it to be an open community. We have it. We believe in LGBT. We have it. And each state has what they want. I'm not complaining about it. And I see the AT&T guys walking around doing their jobs the way they're supposed. We have it the way it's supposed to be done. I'm loving what I'm seeing in my community. And I'm loving what... No, I'm not loving what I'm seeing when it comes to us being able to deal with moral impropriety. I have not met the man nor the woman that is perfect in every way of their lives. What's interesting is that old J. Simpson got kicked out of a hotel in Las Vegas. And, well, rightly so, starting a ruckus over nothing. You know what? To get out of jail and still have all that money and to be causing confusion at 70 years old. Come on, man. I mean, you know, can't you come to a time where you stop causing this confusion? Nobody cares about you, OJ. If you did kill Nicole, you're free. White men are going to look at you with whatever. And it's going to be like that. If I was him, I would have stayed in jail. I think it would have been better. But due to the law, what'd you say? God rest Johnny Cochran's soul? Huh? Really? Really? Okay. Oh, there's my dog. He wants to play. I'm going to go back to playing with the dog. And for those of you that... Wait a minute. See, I knew you'd do that. I knew you'd bring that dog in the studio and throw it under the console again. Why do you do that? Wait a minute. All right, now take the ball and look at it. Oh, my goodness. He's something else. So am I. You're something else, too. I want to share with those of you that still believe in the idea of God to... Oh, my goodness. No, you didn't. This little smart little thing has brought the ball here. He's pointing to me at the thing under here. Let me see. Wait a minute. He digs it on Harcourt. What's that? What is that? See that? See that ball right there? See, here he is at my foot here in the studio. I'm going to put all these pictures up on my website today to show you guys how much fun I'm having in the Lucy Coleman studio with my new dog, Harcourt. He is a fun little dog, and I'm glad that I have him. And I hope that... Come here, Harcourt. Let me take a pic. That's right. Let me take a... Come here, Harcourt. Come here. Come here. Whoops. There you are. That. Wait a minute. Sit down. Sit down. Oops. Oh, my gosh. Wait. Stay up. Stay up. Whoop. Watch it. You're going to kill yourself, Harcourt. Harcourt. Up. See? You did it again. You did it again. Up. See? You did it again. You did it again. Good night, folks. See you next time. I'm just wasting your time, too.